This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda starting today as Americans honor the life of the country's 41st president. He died late Friday at the age of 94. Colin Powell is a retired four-star general in the United States Army and was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the Bush presidency.
I thought he was a perfect American in terms of how he served the country in so many different capacities in Congress, as the envoy to China, in business, all the things that he did throughout his life, to include being CIA director, you name it, he did it, and then he became vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States.
President Bush will receive a state funeral Wednesday at the National Cathedral here in Washington, followed by burial at his presidential library. The U.S. and China have agreed to a small truce in their escalating trade war after a meeting between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping following the G20 summit. Mr. Trump said North Korea was also on their agenda.
We've agreed that we will work very strongly on North Korea. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un, and we will, and don't forget, we've been doing that for, what, 6, 7 months, not a long time. People have been working on that one for 80 years, right, from the beginning. And 20 years with the nuclear, you know, if you just take the nuclear. But he is agreeing to work with me 100% on North Korea. That's a big thing, too.
President Xi said only with cooperation between us can we serve the interest of world peace and prosperity. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has denied rumors he had died and been replaced by an imposter. Spent a large part of 2017 in London for treatment of a serious illness. None of that revealed to the public. A lack of information about the illness has fed speculation about his well-being. This is VOA News. Ukraine is accusing Russia of blocking the entryway to the Sea of Azov. Vladimir Omelian is Ukraine's infrastructure minister.
It's a real blockade at the Kerch Strait entrance. Not a single ship heading for Ukrainian seaports or leaving Ukrainian seaports of Azov Sea are allowed by Russians.
He spoke in the port city of Mariupol. Ukraine imposed martial law in areas near the Russian border last week after Russia seized 3 Ukrainian Navy ships, captured 24 sailors. Ukraine has banned Russian men of combat age from entering the country. French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of possible protest security measures after a Paris demonstration over the weekend against increased taxes and living costs. Paris police said 133 people were injured, including 23 police officers, as crowds trashed the streets of the capital for a third week in a row. An anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic far-right party has won its first-ever seats in a legislative body in Spain, with more than 96% of the votes counted in Andalusian regional elections Sunday. The Vox Party claimed 12 seats, giving a majority to the conservative bloc. The vote was seen as the first electoral test for Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's Socialist Party, which, since he took power in June. Well, the supply chain, that is, of food and other goods delivered to the port of Anchorage in the state of Alaska from the rest of the U.S. has not been disrupted by the powerful earthquake that caused widespread damage to roads in the Anchorage area. The magnitude 7.0 earthquake rattled the state's largest city on Friday. There were no reports of death, serious injuries, or structural damage to buildings. Michael West is a seismologist and head of the Alaska Earthquake Center. He tells VOA the quake was powerful, but not the most powerful the state has experienced.
It was by no means the biggest quake. Alaska experiences large earthquakes with some regularity. We had a magnitude 7.9 earthquake just in January of this year. What makes this quake so much different is that it actually was close to one of our population centers.
Anchorage is home to about 40% of all Alaskans. Sunday's public lighting of a menorah outside a synagogue in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, where 11 people were killed, was an opportunity to honor the dead, according to the rabbi, and mark Hanukkah's theme of survival, as well as allow the community to reinforce its solidarity. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.